In the past, in this place known as Il Lago, the lake, by the inhabitants of Palo, rainwater from the hills flowed here and stagnated. With the residues of the surrounding soaperies, it had become an unhealthy place, especially in the summer, a serious health risk for the town. The Congregation of St. Joseph, active in the town since 1789, decided to build a new church in 1836. The mayor, Michele Maiorana, donated the land to the confraternity on the agreement that they would drain the rainwater at their own expense. On the 25th of July, 1837, under the supervision of Don Domenico Andriola, the first stone was laid. The architect, Domenico Falacara, and his son Vincenzo led the work, which encountered many difficulties. The donations were generous but insufficient. But Giuseppe Frasca Santeramo, member of an illustrious family of Palo, intervened, and when he died, his wife Domenica Valentini continued his donations. On the right-hand side of the transept is a plaque commemorating the benefactress, and on the entablature of the church's facade is a Latin inscription of eternal gratitude. In 1841, the neoclassical-style church was consecrated. It is a sober and elegant with an unusual hexagonal plan, a facade adorned by six half pilasters, topped by a pediment. In 1853, the bell tower was added, completing the building. Inside the church, the main altar and four side altars surround a central space, which sits below a dome. In the second chapel, on the left, is the painting, Fuga dell'Egitto, The Exodus, painted in 1832 by Anaroli de Michele, a Roman painter working in Bitonto. To complete the iconography is Christ on the cross with angels, Our Lady of Good Counsel, a painting of the crucifix donated by Giovanni Nardi, the wooden statue of St. Joseph and papier-mâché sculpture of St. Vincent Ferrer. In the 1960s, some stained glass windows depicting episodes from St. Joseph's life were added, giving colour to this church, which is still ever present in the life of the community, which loves this place of faith, beauty and memory.